This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Scott Simon is away. I'm Don Gagne. A devastating typhoon has ripped through the Philippines, leaving rescue workers struggling to grasp its magnitude. Typhoon Haiyan left at least 100 people dead and many more injured after making landfall Friday. Communications are down and roads are cut off, and local officials expect the number of fatalities to rise. We're joined now by Nicola Jones of the International Red Cross. She is on the island of Cebu, 2 hours from hard-hit Tacloban City.
Hi.
So where were you when the typhoon hit?
I was on the island of Bohol, and Bohol was affected yesterday at about 2 p.m. The problem for Bohol is that it had already been basically destroyed, parts of it, by a massive earthquake just 3 weeks ago. So there are certain areas of Bohol that were particularly vulnerable to the extreme weather that we had yesterday.
I know you're still struggling to assess things, but what can you tell us about what conditions look like now?
As you know, the communications are down in a big area of Leyte Island. What we do know is that Leyte Island and Samar Island were the two that were the most badly affected. They have a population of about 3.2 million people there. So we're expecting the scale of relief effort to be massive. Tacloban City, which is the main city for Leyte, that has been really, really badly devastated. So I think there we'll see tens of thousands of houses destroyed, power lines are down, there's massive flooding from the storm surge from the typhoon. Because it's not just the rain and the wind that does the damage, it's then the subsequent flooding and also landslide because it's a mountainous area.
And what can you tell us about your organization, the International Red Cross's ability to get help to the affected area at this point?
Well, the International Red Cross has been working with the Philippine Red Cross. And in this country, the Philippine Red Cross has a network of about 500,000 volunteers. So the Red Cross here has had emergency teams in place in those areas that we knew that would be affected. So there are search and rescue teams in operation, and there are rapid assessment teams also in operation that will be now on the ground in those areas trying to find out the scale of the damage to shelter and infrastructure. We also have emergency supplies ready to go. They've been put into position in warehouses in the Philippines to be sent out to the people in need. And those supplies include things like sleeping mats and emergency hygiene kits, tarpaulins, all the kind of things that you need in the immediate aftermath of this kind of disaster.
And you mentioned the earthquake, the major earthquake in the region just last month and the flooding that followed. Describe the impact of that as people both prepared for this storm and now deal with this storm.
The impact of the earthquake was huge. In Bohol, the earthquake has left about 270,000 people already sleeping in shelters, makeshift shelters, and underneath tents. And people on that island and also on Cebu here now, they were so traumatized really by the earthquake. It was massive, and the continuing aftershocks are something that have become part of daily life here as well. And that then combined with the threat of the typhoon, it's been a very difficult time for people here, and the recovery effort will take months.
Nicola Jones with the International Red Cross talking to us from the island of Cebu. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.